In just over a week's time, voters will get a chance to say who they want to represent them at local council and European Parliament level. Voters in Limerick will also pick a new directly elected mayor. Since the last local and European elections in 2019, businesses have had to deal with a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, the ins and outs of trade post-Brexit, soaring fuel costs and other inflation. So what are they looking for from the current crop of candidates? Jill Steadman from our business desk has been finding out.
My wage bill will increase by 90,000 each year for the next 3 years. That's 270 in total. Now, how do I fund that?
James Coughlin is director of Astro Park, a company that runs Astro Pitch facilities across Dublin.
Do I increase my prices? Do I reduce my roster? Do I absorb it in my net margin? And how many years before I've no net margin? These are serious questions.
He says many businesses are struggling to meet new requirements put on them by politicians.
One of the big concerns, frankly, is a lot of the government-imposed costs. It's not fun stuff to talk about when you start talking about the living wage and the auto-enrolment, sick pay, and all the other additional costs that have been foisted upon business. And we understand that this is a cost-of-living crisis, but what the government seems to be doing is saying, let's pass that ball to the SME community, let them sort it out. Well, what happens if they can't?
For some, these elections are a chance to put the focus back on local communities.
There's an awful lot of emphasis on the bigger industries and the bigger companies. They get the obviously reduced corporation tax. Where is this support and where is this highlight for our own Irish Indigenous businesses? I think that's hugely important.
Brenda Kelly from Positive Retail, a retail technology company that works with SMEs, says small businesses should be putting election candidates under pressure to secure more support.
I suppose reduction in the VAT rates, definitely, the rates that they pay for their storefront, that's huge, you know, for them. That's a huge cost for them. And then just really, I think, subsidies to help them grow and to develop, you know, online schemes to get their website up to scratch, to have some sort of marketing help when it comes to content, even like recording videos, social media. It's all very hard and it's a lot for them. So I think support down that avenue would be great.
All right. The restaurant industry is just so volatile between trying to maintain staff levels or even get staff and meet your tax requirements.
Damon Crow runs three Dublin restaurants as CEO of the Red Torch Ginger Group. He thinks despite a roaring economy, small businesses aren't benefiting.
I hope that the MEPs going forward, that they actually can create a steady growth pattern and incentivise businesses, incentivise entrepreneurship.
He says politicians at home need to step up too.
We react very slowly in government based on what's happening. And I think unless they start to move a little bit faster and react faster, you're going to see an awful lot more SMEs go by the wayside.
So when candidates come shopping for your vote, what should you be asking them? Here's CEO of the Irish Small and Medium Enterprise Association, Neil MacDonnell.
We would like them to say, what is your policy on local rates? Do you think small shopkeepers in the centre of a village should be paying very large rates? What are you going to do about dereliction in my village? What are you going to do to convert some derelict sites or empty accommodation into affordable rental for our young people because they're leaving the country because they can't afford to live here? On the European side, the particular issue we would like people to engage with is the fact that an awful lot of workplace and social legislation is now Brussels driven. So our message is, if you wouldn't elect someone to Dáil Éireann, then don't think of electing them to Brussels in the European elections.
And that was Neil MacDonnell, CEO of business group ISME, ending that report from Jill Steadman.